The Life of Riley, a half hour with radio's friendliest family, and starring William Bendix as Riley. Well, it's early Sunday morning, and all is quiet in the household of war worker Riley. But it's still early morning. As we look in on the Rileys, we find Junior standing outside his parents' bedroom door. Carefully, he opens it and tiptoes to the side of his father's bed.
Pop, wake up! Wake up!
Oh, who's that?
It's me, Junior. Pop, wake up, wake up!
Listen, Junior, this is no time to play Paul Revere.
Shh!
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Look, Junior, if you're walking in your sleep, you walked into the wrong room. Now, give me back my blanket. I can't sleep with my head uncovered.
Pop, listen. This is Mother's Day.
Oh, fine. It's Mother's Day, so you wake up Father.
Come on into the kitchen. This is important.
Oh, okay. Hand me my bathroom. But this better be important.
See, Dad, we thought since it was Mother's Day, we ought to do something special for her.
Besides just giving her presents.
We decided because Mother works so hard every day, it'd be wonderful if she didn't have to do a single bit of work today.
Babs and I'll do everything. Look, we already made breakfast.
Babs, Junior, you make me proud of me. But I should have two such swell kids. Okay, your mother isn't going to do a thing all day, and I'll help her do it.
Dad, we thought we'd start off by serving her breakfast in bed.
Kind of fancy-like.
Yes, you see, she's the queen, and we're her royal retinue of faithful servitors.
Oh, you're up, Uncle Buggy.
It's already on this tray.
And, Pop, when we bring in Mom's breakfast at the same time, we can bring in her presents. Look what I got, perfume soap.
And I got her this bed jacket. Isn't it lovely?
Well, you're certainly showing me up. All I got was a pair of stockings. I hid him in the bread bin here so she'd find him first thing this morning. Look, here's the box.
Why, Dad, nylon.
No, only the box. The stockings are real imitation silk, made by American-born Japanese beetles.
What'd you get, Mom, Uncle Buckley?
Well, the fact is... I'm afraid this is rather an embarrassing moment for me. You see, I had $2 set aside to purchase a little memento for Margaret, but feeling she was worthy of something more elaborate, I played a hunch and put the $2 on Mother McCree in the fourth race at Bay Meadows.
Mother McCree?
Yes.
Well, what happened, Uncle Buckley?
A disaster. At Bay Meadows, it was not Mother's Day.
Oh, well, it was a good thought anyway, Uncle Buckley. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you have one of these stockings to give Pagan. That way she'll get something from each of us.
Why, thank you, Riley.
Well, let's go before breakfast gets cold.
Okay, come on. I'll be the Major Dumbo and supervise, huh? Everybody carry a different dish, like rich people. Junior, you carry the toast.
Okay.
Babs, you take the coffee.
Yeah, all right.
Uncle Buckley, you take the ham and eggs.
Oh, smells delicious.
On second thought, Babs better take the ham and eggs. You take the salt shaker. And I'll bring this glass ashtray.
But Mother doesn't smoke.
I know, but being this is Mother's Day, she's going to have a finger bowl. Come on, let's go and put on the Queen's nose band.
Okay.
Now watch the fun.
All right, Riley, I'll get you your breakfast in just a few minutes. Oh. I'm just putting some hairpins in.
Oh, she's out of bed.
I'll fix that. Come on, let's go in.
Now look here, Riley, I do... Well, what's all this?
This is your breakfast in bed, my lord.
Breakfast in bed? For me?
Yes, yes. You see, a little idea of Babs and Junior. A tribute to you, Mother, on Mother's Day.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you, children. If I'd only known, I'd have stayed in bed.
Makes no difference. You can get back into bed.
Oh, but dear, I'm practically dressed.
Now, don't argue. Go on, hop in bed, put on your bed jacket.
What bed jacket?
This one, Mother. It's a little gift I got for you.
Oh, it's lovely, Babs. You're a darling. Oh, Riley, what have we ever done to deserve such children?
We got married.
Oh, here's my present, Mom.
Oh, scented soap. Now you are spoiling me, Junior. Thank you, dear.
Oh, that's okay, Mom.
Milady, here's a little gift from your affectionate uncle.
Stocking?
Yes.
Why, that's so thoughtful of... One stocking, Uncle Buckley?
Oh, here's the other one from me.
I see. Well, I think it's very sweet of all of you to remember Mother.
Ah, Mother. What memories the word conjures up. I shall always remember my own dear mother. She did everything for me. She used to wash for me, sew for me, cook for me.
She should have picked your horses for you.
This is wonderful, all of you surprising me this way.
Oh, we got more ideas, Mom. We figured this really wouldn't be Mother's Day if you had to work.
So we're going to do all the housework today. We're going to make the beds and clean the house.
We're even going to cook the dinner.
Oh, well, I think that's a little too much for you children, don't you, Riley?
No, I don't. Peg, this is Mother's Day, your day. You're going to do whatever you want to do. Now, you've been wanting to visit your old girlfriend, Miss Lindley, for weeks. So you're going to visit her today. That's final. I've made up your head.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to William Bendix in The Life of Riley right after these messages.
Dimension.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Edgar Bergen.
The Shadow.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
The Whistler.
Choose from among thousands of downloadable old-time radio shows and spoken word titles at
MediaBay.com.
The best voice on the net.
Yeah.
And now let's return to William Bendix and Paula Winslow in The Life of Riley.
Come on, Junior. You make the beds. I wash the dishes.
Don't tell me what to do. You make the beds.
I'd rather you made them. Do you hear? Now,
kid, stop arguing. You got to discuss things. Take your mother and me. If she wants me to do something I don't want to do, we discuss it. While we're discussing it, I do it.
I'm sorry, Pop. All right, I'll make the
Well,
beds.
Go on. Go ahead.
Oh, the door. I'll get it.
Is Junior here? Oh, it's you, Frankie.
Junior, quick, get your glove. We ain't got much time.
Wait a minute. Junior ain't playing no baseball today now.
Oh, that's right, Frankie.
But you got a pitch today. Lefty hurt his hand.
Well, gee, I can't go, Frankie. I got something more important to do.
What's more important than pitching?
Well, today is Mother's Day.
You gave your mother a present, didn't you?
Oh, sure,
well,
but...
One more does she want, your right arm?
I can't go, Frankie.
Mr. Riley, he's got our pitch today. We're playing the Glendale Gophers. This is our big chance to win our first game.
Junior, in life, you got to make some sacrifices. I'm sorry, but you got to go out there and play baseball.
Yes. Yes, you go on, Junior. I'll do your share.
Well, I don't really want to, but... Okay, Peggy, let's go!
You sure hated to go, huh?
Well, Barbara, do you think you can manage by yourself, or would you like some help from your father?
I'll pitch in.
Thanks, Dad. Well, I'd better start with the bed.
Yeah. Hello? Who? Oh, it's you, Tommy. How's the Navy treating you? Ah, that's swell. What? Oh, no, I don't think she can go this afternoon. She's busy. Oh, you're going back east, huh? Well, sure, that's different. Look, I tell you what you do, Tommy. You'll be on the corner of Hollywood and Vine in about an hour, and I guarantee she'll be there. Don't mention it, sailor. Anchor's away, kid.
Who was that on the phone?
Tommy.
Tommy? Is he in town? Well, why didn't you let me speak to him?
He was in a hurry. He's got a date on the corner of Hollywood and Vine in an hour.
Oh. Did he say with whom?
Yeah, with you.
But, Dad, I've got to cook dinner.
Ah, we'll eat out tonight. Luigi's restaurant... Luigi's restaurant is having Mother's Day special. Luigi's mother is cooking it.
But, Dad, I promised Mother that
I... Dad, Tommy's going back east tonight. Now, he's waiting for you on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Remember, he's a sailor and he's alone. He ain't safe.
Oh, gee, Dad, you're a peach. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ben. Making beds. What a gruesome job. I'm glad this is the last one.
Having trouble with that blanket, Riley, my dear boy?
Uncle Buckley, I can't make a bed when you're laying on it. Oh, how can these women go through this every single day? They don't even get time and a half for overtime. What this country needs is another Lincoln to free the mothers. Hello?
Hello, Riley.
Oh, you dumpling.
How is everything at home?
Well, the house is all clean. I'm filthy.
Well, that's fine. Now, listen, I haven't much time. I'm in a movie with Miss Lindley, and I'm bringing her home for dinner. I want to, you know, show off Bev's cooking.
That's swell,
Miss Lindley is dying just to have a home-cooked meal. She eats in restaurants every night.
Then she wouldn't rather go to Luigi's, huh?
Oh, no, not after Babs and Junior go to all that trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, the picture's going on now. Well, I'll see you later, dear. Goodbye.
But look, Peg, hello.
What's wrong, Riley?
Peg's bringing Miss Lindley home for a home-cooked dinner.
Well, who's going to prepare it?
Who do you think? Come on, let's find the cookbook so I can get started. All me, mother's work is never done.
Well, a few minutes have passed since our tired housewife, Mr. Riley, learned that he'd have to cook Sunday dinner. Not only for the family, but also for the guests that Peg is bringing home. The situation is tense in the kitchen.
Boy, what a cookbook. I never knew cooking was so tough. Hey, here's a receipt that sounds good. Milk toast. Take 2 pieces of toast and some milk.
Riley, don't be absurd. We've got pork in the icebox. Find a recipe that tells you how to prepare it.
Well, here's a dish I'd like to try. Sounds very appetizing. Glossary.
Riley, glossary is a list of cooking terms.
Oh.
Now, look up pork.
Pork. Oh, here we are. Pork. Here's an Italian dish. Sounds good. Pork casseroli.
It's casserole, my boy. Now, what ingredients are necessary?
Chopped onions. We ain't got. Diced potatoes. We ain't got. Pinch of paprika, we ain't got. Cup of water, we got that. Okay, we make it.
No. You'll have to run down to the market to procure the vegetables.
Yeah, I'll take the cookbook with me and get everything it says there.
Fine.
While I'm shopping, you can get the pork ready. Use Junior's ruler over there.
A ruler? What on earth for?
Well, the cookbook here says cut the pork up into 1-inch cubes.
Well, there you are, madam. 1 cauliflower. That'll be 20 cents. Thank you, madam. Now, what can I do for you, madam? Mister. I'm just ready to close up.
Oh, those vegetables over there sure look good.
Well, they should. They've been out in the sun a lot. All right, what do you have?
I got a receipt in this here cookbook. I'll just read it off to you. First, I want 1/2 cup of chopped onions.
Chopped onions?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, our onion chopping department was drafted. You'll have to chop your own onions. All right, what else?
I want potatoes.
Idaho?
Wait, let me see. Not Idaho, diced.
Very funny. I'll give you 5 pounds of unpeeled potatoes. You can dice them, slice them, or schmice them.
I also need tomatoes.
I suppose you want them sliced.
No, I want them chopped. Seated and skinned.
Look, my friend, you'll get 2 pounds of whole tomatoes. You can mangle them yourself. All right, what else?
1 bay leaf.
1 bay leaf?
Okay. Make it 2 bay leaves.
I can't break a whole box just for you. Well, what else?
1 pinch of paprika.
Here's a can. Pinch it yourself. Look, do me a favor. Next time, send your wife to do the shopping. You stay home in your straitjacket. That'll be $1.23.
Oh, wait a minute. There's one more thing I need for the salad.
What now?
Hey, this salad bowl I brought with me, would you mind rubbing a little garlic around it?
Oh, Riley, what time is it?
It's only 4 o'clock, Uncle Buckley, and stop drooling. We ain't eating till Peg and Miss Lindley get here at 5.
Riley, I smell something burning. Did you leave your cigar anywhere?
Nah, it must be Waldo Benny burning leaves next door.
No, Riley, it's in this house.
Don't be silly. What could be burning in this house except the dinner?
The dinner! Oh, quick, in the kitchen. Riley, the smoke! I can't see a thing, Riley. Riley, the smoke's got me. I hear ringing in my ears.
So do I. There was a fire engine stopping here.
Oh!
In here, boys, the kitchen!
What's the rush? Where are you guys going to a fire?
It's the stove. I got the hose on it. All right, let it go.
Hey, take that hose out of that pot. The cookbook says only use one cup of water.
Oh, dear me. Riley, look what they did to our wonderful dinner.
Look at my kitchen floor, flooded.
Yeah, I guess everything's okay now. Well, let's get back to the firehouse.
Wait a minute. Charlie.
Holy smoke, it's Riley.
Buckley, this is Charlie Miggins. He's a member of my club, the BPLA.
Yeah, the good old Brooklyn Patriots of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Hey, Riley, you going to the meeting tonight?
No, it's Mother's Day, so I give my wife a day off. I'm doing all the housework and also the cooking.
Oh, brother, you sure made a mess of it.
Yeah, I guess it was my fault. The cookbook set the cooker at 200 degrees for 2 hours, so I figured I'd cook it at 600 degrees and save an hour.
poor Margaret. When she sees this holocaust.
Yeah, she's going to be sore, all right, bringing her friend home for a home-cooked dinner. I sure put her in a spot. Where am I going to get a home-cooked dinner now?
Hey, listen, Riley. What's the motto of the BPLA?
One for all and all for everybody and everybody against the giant.
Check! So, let's go over to Muley Duggan's house and ask his missus to help us out with some grub.
How can you go around borrowing a whole dinner?
Listen, Riley, don't be alarmed. If you ain't going to ask the brother club brother, who you going to turn to?
But Muley lives pretty far away. We ain't got much time.
Well, I'll give you a lift in the fire engine. Come on.
Fire engine? Well, okay, if it's good enough for me, LaGuardia, it's good enough for me. Fun.
You see? That didn't take us long. Here's Muley's house. Okay, Riley, lay off that bell now.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's Muley.
Hey, what's going on? We didn't find no alarm, we didn't.
It's us, Muley.
Hey, Riley.
Hey,
fellas. Hey,
look, can you lend Brother Riley some home cooking, can
just
you?
Enough for six. We should.
Gee, I'd like to help you, but we just ate. We knocked off a very tasty turkey.
Well, then I guess I'll go home and take the rest.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I ain't turning down no fella, brother. There's a leg left from that turkey, and I'm loaning it to you.
There's a pal for you.
Nothing of it, kid.
But look, Muley, one turkey leg ain't enough for six people.
Well, anyways, it's a starter. Yes. And there's plenty of other guys in the club that might be able to help you out, ain't they?
Sure, that's right, Riley. Look, we'll take Muley's leg, then we'll go over to Ike Shanahan's house. He might have something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ike might have a part of a turkey, too. Hey, with all the airplanes I put together, I can certainly assemble a turkey if I get enough parts.
But Uncle Buckley, you mean you burnt the dinner?
Not our children, your father. Oh.
Gee, what'll Mom say? I should never have gone out.
No, it's really my fault. I'm the oldest. I should have stayed.
No, children, don't despair.
Well, hello, everybody. Come in, Lucy.
Margaret, we didn't expect you just yet.
Why, it's way past dinner time. Oh, this is Miss Lindley. Lucy, this is my Uncle Buck.
How do you do?
This is Barbara.
Hello.
And that's Judy.
Oh,
hi.
Glad to know you, children.
Oh, my, doesn't this room look nice?
Wait till you see the kitchen.
Thick and thin, I'll bet. Well, how's the dinner? I better take a look at
it. No, you don't have to. No, remember, this is Mother's Day.
Oh, you're not supposed to do anything.
Oh, Margaret, you're fortunate to have such lovely children.
Yes, and talented, too. Just wait till you taste the dinner they cook. Oh, I almost forgot. Where's Riley?
Riley? Well,
I'll bet he's been sleeping all day. What's that?
Why, it sounds like fire engines.
It's in the back. Well, I better go and see.
I'd better go with you.
Uncle Buckley, what's happened to this kitchen? It looks like a hurricane struck it.
Now, Margaret, please.
Oh, look at that broken window and water all over the floor. Oh.
Now, Margaret, don't get upset. Remember, this is Mother's Day.
Oh, just look at the dinner. It's all burned. It's ruined.
Thanks for the lift, Charlie.
Don't mention it, pal.
Come on, kid.
Hello, Dumplin. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, Riley, where have you been, and what on earth are you doing with all those pots and pans? This is Miss Lindley.
Hello.
I am. Ladies, go on out of my kitchen.
But, Riley.
Now, come on. Do as I say. Mother knows best.
Well, that was certainly a delicious salad.
Yes, it's very hard to burn lettuce.
Mm. Oh, it's a pleasure to sit down to a meal without looking at a menu. You never know what's coming next.
Well, here it is, the main course. Here, this is for you, Miss Lindley. Turkey leg a la Muley Durkin.
Goodness, a turkey leg. Oh, that's lovely.
Riley, where did you get a turkey leg?
Don't ask questions, Peg. Here, this is for you. One French lamb chop a la Ike Shanahan.
A lamb chop?
Yes. And this is for you, Babs.
Oh.
A nice ham hock, courtesy of Fingers Odell. And, Junior, here's a beautiful strip of bacon, address unknown. Now, go on, dig in, folks.
Oh, Riley, have you forgotten me?
Oh, Uncle Buckley, now, which pocket I got that in? Oh, here, Uncle Buckley, this lobster claw is all yours.
What are you going to eat, Pop?
Pork casserole. I like my food well done.
Riley, before this goes any further, I'd like an explanation for this fantastic meal.
Well, Dumplin', it's this way. This meal is what is called potluck, on account of I didn't have any luck with our pot.
The Life of Riley will be back next week at this same time. William Bendix appears on this program by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley was directed by Don Bernard, with music by Lou Kozloff, and came to you from Hollywood. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week. This is the Blue Network.